Now notice that he says that hope is made possible through the Spirit, by faith. The presence of the Spirit within the life guarantees the acceptance of the child of God and verifies the validity of his faith. If I look back just a chapter 4 and verse 6 of Galatians, Paul wrote, "And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." So this hope that we have is possible through the Spirit by faith. Paul said, again in Romans chapter 8, verses 10 through 11, "But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will also bring your mortal bodies to life through his Spirit who lives in you." That's our hope. Listen, legalism, whatever shape, form, flavor, color, legalism has never delivered a single soul from the penalty of spiritual death and the problem of physical death. Not one. Thus, Paul's concern over the Galatians. But faith, what legalism cannot do, faith in the crucified, resurrected Christ has achieved both the removal of from the penalty of spiritual death. Legalism can't do that for you. So when you embrace a gospel that requires you to do, you fall from grace. Not as a believer, but as one attempting to become a believer by embracing another gospel.